So we're in the middle of Siman Shin Vav. Yesterday we spent a while on Shin Vav Sif Dalet. So bottom line is that in order to quote unquote hire someone for Shabbos, for it to be considered Bahavlah, for it to be considered swallowed up with what you're paying him during the week, even if you could point to the money that's being paid, $10 an hour, including Shabbos, it's okay as long as the arrangement involves Shabbos and another day, where the two are together, kemiksha achas, the one unit, and you can't have one without the other. You need the two together, and the bala bayis cannot back out. It seems like the worker could always back out, but if he backs out, he's only working on Shabbos, so that's still going to be a problem because that's not havlah anymore. But a situation where they're both not going to back out, and is Shabbos plus another day, and therefore, even if you could point to how much money is being earned on Shabbos, it's not considered to be Schar Shabbos. It's Bahavlah. It's one unit with the other day or days in the week, and the employer is Machayev himself, he can't back out, and that will be Mutter. The other Heterim we spoke out, if there's some overhead that you're paying for that involves either before Shabbos or after Shabbos, they have the waiters show up before Shabbos and after Shabbos. So even though the main thing is on Shabbos, but he has to be there before and after, he's getting paid partially for that as well. So it's one unit, and therefore it's going to be okay. All right, let's look at Sif Hey. Sif Hey is a continuation of Sif Dalet. The Beis Yosef brings down the Mordechai, brings down Rabbeinu Baruch, who's concerned that to pay the chazan to daven on Shabbos is a problem. And then he brings down Rabbeinu Shmuel that it's not a problem because he's mekayim a mitzvah. But it's for a mitzvah, it's going to be okay. The Beis Yosef tries to explain Shita Samekilim. He says, really, there's an issa d'rabbanan called Schar Shabbos. However, b'mako mitzvah, lo ha'emidu d'vayim, so chazal were... They said it's aser, but once it involves a mitzvah, so they were makom. Let's see this in Shulchan Aruch. There's a few interesting Mar Makomas over here, Dafka. So there's a Gemara in Psachim on Daf Nun on the base. Gemara in Psachim says, Arba Prutos Ein Bahem Siman Bracha. There's four Prutos, four earnings that a person who does it will not see Siman Bracha. One of them is Schar Mitur Gamanim, to be a Mitur Gaman. Rashi explains to stand in front of the Chacham on Shabbos and either translate, explain the Drasha, or be the loudspeaker for the Darshan. The Darshan had a weak voice, so someone would have to scream out and he would get paid for that. But since it's on Shabbos, he will not see Siman Bracha. We'll see more about that in a minute. There's also a discussion, the Braisa we spoke out above Mansiya, Daf Nun Ches, the source that Schar Shabbos is Aser, and that Havlah is Mutter. So the Gemara over there talks about, the Braisa talks about his being Shomer, the Para, the Zraim, and the Yiladim. So there are those that want to say that, oh, it's a regular Para, regular Zraim, and regular Yiladim, and it does not involve Mitzvah, but once it's a Mitzvah, so then it's going to be Mutter. Others want to say, no, it's talking about a mitzvah, it's a paraduma, it's drawing for a korban, it's the children that we use to a tahorim to do what was necessary for the paraduma, and the Bryce is specifically talking about a mitzvah, and even though the Bryce is talking about a mitzvah, it's still going to be usr. So that's two mahalchim, how to understand that Bryce, and all revolving around, is Schar Shabbos for a mitzvah the same or different? Is it the same thing and it's aser, or it's going to be mutter? And then we have the Gemara Pesachim, which talks about Ein Bahem Siman Bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch over here in Shin Vav Hey says like this: aser liskor chazan l'spalah b'Shabbos. The first opinion is that it's aser to give schar Shabbos even for a mitzvah. It's aser to hire chazanim to daven for the omer on Shabbos. And there are those that are matir. Those are the two shitas that we saw. And then the Rama points out, but if it's Bahavlah, Vimskara, Lashana, or Lachodesh, Lakuyama Shari, once it's Bahavlah, it's for sure going to be matir. So it's interesting over here because the Mechaber brings, it's a Stam and a Yesh Mishamatir. Usually when we have a Stam and a Yesh Omrim or Yesh Mishamatir, so the Iker Shita of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's going to be Aser. So that's Mishum Sivkad and Chafeh. So it's Bala B'Shabbos. Mishum Shenotel Schar Shabbos. V'yesh Mishum Matis. V'yedeh B'makom Mitzvah Lo Gazu Rabbanan. Schar Shabbos was there. Schar Shabbos also Midu Rabbanan. B'makom Mitzvah Lo Gazu. Mikom Makom Eina Roeh Simin Bracha. But even if it's going to be Mutter, a person will not see Simin Bracha. That's what the Gemara Psachim and Daf Nun. Because who had in the score tokea to hire someone to blow a shofar, when we come akum also the score chasim of tokea b'shabbos and the guba rak me'erev shabbos. So everyone agrees that you can't hire someone even to do a mitzvah on Shabbos itself. We're talking about hiring him before Shabbos and paying him for the mitzvah that he's doing on Shabbos. Mishmasif Katan Chavdala, the Shana Parishis Bala Gambi Mosachol has to be mixed together, right? The Havla that we spoke out. Umishai no Lachodesh or Shabu Babas Achaz, the Ayim Bachorim Shikasu, Shenogim Lahokia Lisko, the Shabbos Lachod. The meaning is we make out to hire him only for Shabbos. Vachosh, Shadibe Osrin is someone who wants to be worried about the Osrin. So Lo Yixov Batchila, so he should not work out the arrangement, the financial arrangement before Shabbos. Umash lekach achakach. Whatever they give him afterwards, Yeshlomu shederach matana. It wasn't worked out beforehand. They're not chayiv to pay him. They're going to give him the money, but it's considered to be a matana and not considered to be schar Shabbos. Umiyaledes bevaday mutaras likach schar Shabbos. And there, Dirshu explains because there you're talking about a pikuach nefesh situation. If she's not going to get paid, maybe she won't come next time. Maybe she'll slack off, and it can be dangerous. And therefore, when it comes to doctors and miyaldot, so we are meikel. Of course, if it's given as a matana, so it's even better. But it's important to make sure that they do get paid. That's what the poskim say. So it shouldn't be problematic in the future. Now, the poskim point out that there's a difficulty in this mechaber, because the mechaber here says stam and yesh mishamatir, and it sounds like the ikur is like the stam that it's going to be usur. Mishmur brings down that from the achram that nogin lahaka. Now, this same idea comes up in Hilchos Tkiyah Shofar in Tav Kuf Pei Hei Hei, and there the Shulchan Aruch says that one who takes money to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah in a roeh, he also schar simin bracha. He will not see simin bracha. And the Magen Avraham says right away over there in Hilchos Shofar, but Yisur Aleka, no Yisur, but he won't be roeh simin bracha. So he asks what it means. Rokid Eger, Prima Gadim, Pri Chadash, all ask what do you mean? Why are you so quick to say Yisur Aleka? Over here in Shin Vav, it sounds like Yisur Ika. It sounds like it is Asa. Masa Shekel also asked the Kasha. Then they asked another Kasha. The Taz asked the Kasha from Yoredea. When it comes to selling a Sefer Torah, it's brought down in Halacha. The one who sells a Sefer Torah will not see Simon Bracha. And Biyosi says, if he won't see Simon Bracha, that's a sign that it's Asa. But when it comes to Shofar, he doesn't say it's Asar. Magen Avraham right away says that it's Mutter. So sometimes Simon Bracha is going to be Asar. Ein Roeh Simon Bracha is Asar. Sometimes Ein Roeh Simon Bracha is going to be Mutter. So they explain that the Magen Avraham is by avoiding the Kasha of the Taz. Magen Avraham is answering that by saying it's a mitzvah. Selling a Sefer Torah is not a mitzvah. Hiring someone to blow shofar is a mitzvah, and therefore it's going to be mutter, but in a row is simon bracha. So Piskei Teshuva was wanted to say, I don't know where he got this from, that in a row is simon bracha could be someone who's very, really struggling to make a living, and they need everything just to put food on the table, maybe that's okay. That's not called simon bracha, that's called feeding your family. Someone who's financially stable and he wants to take money for, why? Because he wants to see bracha. So en roeh simin bracha basically means he made $500 over here, but then he has a root canal and he lost $500 over there. He's not going to come out of it. So I asked what that was years ago. So we have a Munas Chacham. We live in Chazal. Chazal tells us you're not going to roeh simin bracha. So why would anybody do such a thing? And do it, why would it be mutter to do something that's en roeh simin bracha? The only reason people work to get paid is to see simin bracha. So if Chazal tells us no simin bracha, so by ignoring Chazal, it would seem that you're going against Chazal. Why is it mutter? It's a lack of a Munas Chacham. Why is that mutter? So Rav Chazal said it's still going to be mutter and maker adin. And not everyone is holding on that darga. Okay, with Piskei Tshuva, said, well, you know, it might depend on how a person's financial situation. Okay, that is Shin Vav Hei. So bottom line is, it's considered Ein Rosim a Bracha, but Me'ikir Adin, the poskim, say that it is going to be, the meaning is that it is Mutter, even though the first opinion, the Stam opinion, Shulchan Aruch, is that it's Aser. So I want to say that in Hilchos Shofar, he's not taking a side. He's just saying, for sure, everyone agrees Ein Rosim a Bracha. If it is Mutter or not, Ein Simin Shin Vav. And Shin Vav, Me'ikir, that's Aser. I didn't look in the Rav Avad to see what he has to say, but, so I don't know how far him or knowing, but Mishra brings down that from the Achronim that the Noigin Lahakel, and if the money is given as a Matana, so then it's definitely better. Shin Vav Vav. So Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Nun Amar Alav says, Amar Belazar Poiskin Tzedakah La'aniyim B'Shabbos. You can pledge money to Tzadik, pledge money for Tzedakah to Aniyim on Shabbos. So the Ran has a Kasha, the famous Mishnah in Beta, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, which says that you can't be Makdish something on Shabbos. So the Ran brings down the Rach, that Makdish something is taking a Kli and dedicating it to the Beis HaMikdash, a specific Kli. And that looks like Mecha Chomemka, that looks like business. It was mine, now I'm giving it over to the Beis HaMikdash. But here, I'm just verbally obligating myself to give a donation. But then the Ran goes on to ask, but the writer in that Mishnah over there says, Ein Ma'arichin, you can't do Erichin on Shabbos. And Erichin is not a Kli. It's how much is my Erech based on the Chumash over there at the end of Vayikra. And you're giving that amount of money basically to Tzedakah. So it still says Ein Ma'arichin. So even though there's no Kli over here, it's not giving a Kli over to Hekdesh, it's still going to be Aser. So the Beis Yosef himself answers that Erichin looks like you're quote unquote buying yourself. It's very similar to Mecha Chomemka. It's like you're buying yourself. And therefore it's going to be Aser. Then the Beis Yosef brings down the Kolbo. And the Kolbo wants to say, when it says Ein Makdishin, it's Davka Hekdesh Mizbeach, or Berek Abayas. Mamish gives it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's Aser. Because it's going from my Rishus, and as soon as I say it's Hekdesh, it's going out of my Rishus, the Rishus Gavoat, the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's Doime Lemekah Chomemka. But when a person gets a mishul, makes a neder that he's gonna give money, he's gonna bring a sefer Torah to the shul, he's gonna donate something to the shul, and so that's gonna be okay. Now, what does that mean? So then, the Beis Yosef says that the Kolbo and the Ran are saying the same thing, which means like this: as long as you're not dealing with a specific object, you can pledge money to the shul. Pledge money to buy a chandelier, pledge money for the air conditioner, pledge money for the sidurim, for whatever you want for the shul. But when you have an object in your hand, and you want to give this specific object to the shul, that's already going to be aser. According to the Beis Yosef, both according to the Ran and according to the Kolbo, because the Beis Yosef understands the Kolbo is like the Ran, and that's what the Ran says explicitly. And the Taz holds like this Beis Yosef. Morgan Avram disagrees with the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Kolbo, and he says, no, there's a disagreement over here. And when it talks about going from our Rishus to the Rishus of a Hekdesh, he says, our Hekdesh nowadays is no real Hekdesh. And when you give something to the shul, so he's saying, I dedicate something to the shul. I have a chefetz in my house, I have a sefer, a shtender, whatever, a table, a chair, I want to give it to the shul. When I give it to the shul, I'm a member of the shul, and therefore it hasn't fully left my Rishus. That's not called Mecha Chomemkar. I can, and therefore, says the Magen Avraham, even though you can't dedicate something to the Beis HaMikdash, because that's totally leaving your Rishus, to dedicate something to your shul, and you're a member of the shul, so you still have a chelek of that object, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So, there's a machlokes again, Beis Yosef and Taz say that you cannot dedicate and donate a specific object on Shabbos to the shul, and the Magen Avraham says that you can. Okay, let's see that in shul. getting late. Okay, let's see that in Shulchan Aruch. Shin Vav Vav. Chavtei Shemayim Mutar Daber Bahem. So Minto Chavtecha Asurin Chavtei Shemayim Mutarim. So Chavtei Shemayim, we're allowed to talk about in Shabbos. Kegon Cheshbonos Shel Mitzvah, different mitzvah calculations. V'Livsok Tzedakah, to pledge money to Tzedakah, to Aniyim or to the Shul. Ulefakeach al iske rabim, to be involved in different tzorchei tzibur. Uleshadech hatinok leores or tinokes, to make shiduchim on Shabbos is going to be mutter. Ulelamdo sefer, and to teach Torah is going to be mutter, obviously. O umdis, to teach a parnasa is going to be also mitzvah to learn a parnasa. Person shouldn't have to steal chas v'shalom, mishnah brura says of katan lamid. It's also mutter on Shabbos. But dafka dabim wrote to istakir, just to ask someone if he's looking for a job or if he's interested in learning a parnasa. Well, the sachro l'haskel schumos also, but the mamish to hire him on Shabbos to okay, I'm going to hire you for X amount of money. That's already, even though the work is done not on Shabbos, that's going to be awesome. Mishmar sifkatan chav zayin. Lifsok tzedaka lani of the basic knesset or not the basic chayfet al beit knesset, to donate an object to the shul. Gam kein no gino on lakel. The main goal is to be makel. The alpha god damin ein ma'arichin hainu loma erech ploni alai, like we just said over from the base Yosef from the Ran. The ein makdishin b'shabbos who could use to the comments of Mishin Lamed Tessi. Now that it be makdish something on Shabbos to the base of Mikdash, dafka hektish mizbeach or the belik abayis. Al hektish is didan mutter. Our hektish is mutter. Why? The ancient hektish alayin ela chulin ein. It's not really hektish, it's chulin. Now that sounds like the Magen Avraham. It's not really leaving your rishus, it's still in your rishus because you're a member of the shul. What if you're not a member of the shul? Not clear to me. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, "Mekomakom lechatchila nochon lizar kishemakdish as a chavit to do b'Shabbos lechatchila." If you want to donate something to the shul on Shabbos, you don't say for Torah or a Torah the Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah or a crown for the Sefer Torah. It's best yakdishena b'fim erev Shabbos v'fim ben avinatma. Best before Shabbos to verbalize, "I hereby give this over to the shul." And then afilu mevio b'Shabbos, even if you bring it to the shul on Shabbos, that's fine because you already verbalized that you're giving it to the shul before Shabbos. So when you bring it on Shabbos, in elam mafarsim a hektish shikdish merav Shabbos, that's just being publicizing the hektish that you did before Shabbos, the dumi the hektish. V'lifsok ma'os tzedaka v'lo chevit to do. But if you just pledging money to the shul and not a specific object, so then mutter afilu lechatzkila b'Shabbos kuliyama. That time, the Asal Hakim should have been Makachum Amka, you know, be Mak to something, it's like a business arrangement, it goes from your rishus to someone else's rishus. But to pledge money, that's okay. Shemot Yechavitz Mishus or Shus Achiv. My money, it's not a Chavitz, because I don't have to give you this $100, I can give you that $100. I can give you the other $100. And nowadays, money Bechal is not really tangible, it's all electronic, but it's not a specific, and they say even a specific $100 bill. I don't have to give that $100 bill, I can give a different $100 bill perhaps. So to give a specific chayfetz, mishabers lechatchila midina's mutter, like the Magen Avraham, but lechatchila to be choshish for the Taz and the Beis Yosef, one should verbalize it before Shabbos. In the Shara Tzin, oy schaf, hey, shataz daito midina lahachmir bezeh, v'yeshach v'yom serving kamoso, v'akavan lechatchila b'badi nochel izar bezeh, lechatchila it's best to do it before Shabbos. V'kamokom b'diyeved l'kuliyam b'chol gavni ma'asha osa, so b'diyeved, if you did it on Shabbos, so for sure, it's binding, it works, and it goes to the shul. Okay, so to pledge money for sure is going to be okay, and to pledge a specific object, Medina is much like the Magen Avraham to the shul, even though you can't give it to the Beis Hamikdash. The Chatchila, one should verbalize it before Shabbos, and that's good even according to the Taz. Mishmar Sifkatan Chav Ches talks about the Fakeach al Iske Rabim. So, I think it was Senator Lieberman, I forgot, it was an Orthodox Jew in the Senate, and he used to go to the Senate, walk to the Senate sessions on Shabbos. So that would seem to be mutter. because he's that's certainly iske rabim, tzarche rabim, which you're allowed to go. Mishabura says even if you go, I feel like bate tatios, even if you're going into the Senate building, shemiskans and shama goyim lefakeach bishvil rabim, you're working the tzarche tzivah. That's going to be mutu. Okay, Ramah says. A place where they're not going to make a mishaberach, and he pledges money to the shul, or it seems like they used to give the money to the chazim. The also b'shabes lufso kamig yitain. It's also for him to give a number for his mishaberach. The minig lahakel. The mutter lifts a tzedaka. The minig is to be mako, and the bottom line is because the gemara tells us mutter lifts a tzedaka. So I was very bothered by this Ramah, because so what's the first tzad? What's the tzad that is going to be awesome? So I was very excited to see the Aruch HaShulchan discusses this in Halacha Tezvav. Aruch HaShulchan explains this Ramah like this. She'ein zeh kemekach u'memka she'meshalim ba'ad ha'aliyah kach v'kach ela tzedaka ba'alma v'derech o'el matara lifsak tzedaka mutar lifsak. Meaning, there's a tzad to say that it's not exactly. The Gemara says you can pledge tzedakah on Shabbos, but maybe when I get an aliyah, it's like I'm buying the aliyah. Maybe that's a problem. So there is a tzad that might be problematic. But the Maisa, the conclusion of the Rama is that the minig lahakel, because it is mutter lifsok tzedakah. But that was the havamina. That's the kavanas the or zarua, who's the machmir over here. And the maskan, it's going to be mutter because it's not really necessarily buying the aliyah. Although the Mishabura talks about that, we're going to get there if we don't have enough time today. Okay, I think we do. The buying the aliyah. The Mishabura sifkatan lami gimel. Nifsokat tzedaka, second line. Ubeinach rozas mitzvahs bebeis haknesses. When it comes to auctioning off the mitzvahs, the aliyahs in shul. This is the Magen Avraham quoting the Amshel Shlomo. He's not so into it. Yesh osum yesh matirin. Why are they matir? Deloshach mekach hamamka el bechem fetzanikne. Because when you're buying an mekach hamamka, is buying an object, not buying an aliyah. V'makom shenagu heter ein limchos biyadon. A place where they know heter. Mishabura says don't stop them. And I think the many shuls is in fact to do that. The Amshel Shlomo has some stronger lashonos. He thinks that it might be usher, and the tzad heter he thinks is he's miyashev the minig b'doichak, to use his words. Then he says the chasidim in Ostreich, what they used to do is whatever number they pledged, they would give that money even if they didn't win the aliyah. Someone outbid them, they would still give that money to tzedakah, and then it's mamish just pledging money for the shul. It's not pledging money. It's not buying the aliyah. And his conclusion that the Magen Avraham brings down from the Yamshel Shlomo, Kol Yorei Shemayim Yizoher Bazeh. So I was very bothered by that, because you think you're a tzaddik, you're buying aliyah in shul, and you're giving a lot of money, and you bought the aliyah. Now, meanwhile, you're lacking Yorei Shemayim, it sounds like, from the Yamshel Shlomo, Magen Avraham, and even the Mishnah Bura, who just says, oh, don't protest when people do such a thing. So I don't know if there are those who are machmir on this, but the Aruch HaShulchan has a whole halacha tezayin on this. And after he brings down the Magen Avraham, his conclusion is minhag Yisrael Torah. The minhag Yisrael Tesali is that's Torah in the fact big bazek cloud, and you can't question it at all. And that the minhag Olam in this shul, we know on Shabbos we don't auction off aliyahs, but Yontif we do, and Shabbos Chol HaMoed we do. So even though there are those who don't love the practice, but I think that like Aruch HaShulchan says, minig Yisrael Torah, rein the fact fake bazek klal. If when starting a shul, should they start their practice l'chatchila, I guess they can ask a shayla.